Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Ayin Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Vav, on the base, at the top of the page. Klal, Ba'asei, Uprat, Belefasei, Milsa Dublaza, Omer Klal Upratu. There is a Klal of a positive mitzvah and a part of a negative mitzvah. The Rav's teaching shows that this is a Klal Uprat, meaning a Prat that left the Klal to divide. Amr Belaza, Loikin al Chavisha Beshvi'is. Belaza says one receives lashes for plowing in Shvi'is. V'yochan ha-ma'in leikin al ha-chavisha b'shvi'is. Whereas the V'yochan says one has not received lashes for plowing in Shvi'is. V'ma'atayma d'v'loza. V'shav sa'aret shavos la'ashem klal. Sadcho lai sisva v'chavcho lai sizmo praz. Hazera v'azamir af hei v'chlal hayu. What's the V'loza's reasoning? We have the pasuk in V'yikro pekhof hei, pasuk base, and the land will have a rest for Hashem, that's a klal. You shall not plant your field, you shall not prune your vineyard. That's a prat. So seeding and pruning were included in the klal. Why did they leave the klal? It's to equate the klal to them, to teach that you just like seeding and pruning are avoida in the land and trees. So one sees lashes only for avoida in the land and trees. Ma avala of Yerchanan, how does Rabbi Yerchanan expound this? Because he says one does not receive lashes. Yon says seeding and pruning are two matters that left the klal do not divide. Does Rabbi not hold that two matters that left the klal do not divide? Isle lachloik enan cholkin alamim melamdin. Yon says he holds that they do not divide, but they do teach. Leif Rabbi Yochanan Melandin, does Rabbi Yochanan not hold that they teach? Shnihi Sheklal Ba'asei Uprat Leisase Ve'inasei Melamed Al Leisase Ve'inasei Melamed Al Asei. The answer is normally he holds that two matters that left the Klal to teach. Here is different because the Klal is an Asei and the Pratim are Leisase. An Asei does not teach about Leisase and Leisase does not teach about an Asei. As you say now, we take up the next 10 words, al date du rabbi loza, mase in a melamed al laisase, of a laisase, she say melamed al ase. According to rabbi loza, an ase does not teach about a laisase, the laisase teaches about an ase. Al date du rabbi loza should say, nicha muta lachpo bo vayuis shechenim ois. Now, according to rabbi loza, it's fine because we know that one may dig round along pits and caves. And just like the Leisase teaches about the Asei, for Issa, also for Heta. Now, that's a Rabbi Yochanan to say, Ma'o lach bo bo, bo shechen ma'ois, shem shem melamdin le'inyin Issa, kein le'inyin Heta, le'ilamidin. The Gemara asks that according to Rabbi Yochanan, may one dig around along pits and caves, just like Leisase does not teach about the Asei, for Issa, we should not teach about Heta. Amabi Abba, ka tigna, taima de Rabbi Yochanan, Sheshonim tizmo v'loy b'shvi'is. Sheshonim tizmo kamecha v'loy b'shvi'is sh'tei kol v'isa'asei shu ba mikrechasei hu oive ba'asei. The other Katig Gana answer that Rabbi Yochanan learns from the Pasuk in Pasuk Gimele, 6 days you shall plant and not in shvi'is. 6 days you shall prune your vineyard but not in shvi'is. The Leisase that comes due to an Asei is considered that one transgresses an Asei. They should say now, Rabbi Yumya Oime Oive Ba'Asei. Rabbi Yumya says he transgresses an Asei. And now it should say, Rabbi Yosa Oime Afilu Asei Aimbai. Rabbi Yosa says that there's not even an Asei. Leida Mila Ksev Vashavsa Oret Shabbos La'Hashem. The Gemara asks, so why does it say in Vayikra Pe'chofei Pasuk Beis, and the land shall rest the resting for Hashem? The Indian Leisase Shabbai, the answer is this Asei applies only to what the Lav applies, which means seeding and pruning. Yachol Yuh Loikim Ala Tosefes, the Gemara asks, in a Braisa, one should receive lashes for the addition, as we'll explain. V'yochanan Pata Masnisa, Yachol Yuh Loikim Alidei Chavisha B'Shvi'is, V'yochanan explained that the Braisa suggests that one should be lashed for plowing in Shmita. This is an addition to what is written. Rabbi Elazar, Patolab Masnifa, Yochal Yu Leikin al Issa, Shnei Pokim Hereshainim. Rabbi Elazar explains that the Bais suggests that one should receive lashes for the first two periods, means what we call Tosefa Shmita. And Erev Shmita means one may not plow a grain field after Pesach or a tree field after Shavuos. If Tani Sheish Shanim Tevra Sadecha, Sheish Shanim Tevra Kamecha, if Tani Sadcha Leisizma Vechavcha Leisizma. Some teach that the Baisa refutes the suggestion through the Pasuk, 6 years you shall plant your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard. And some teach that Sadcha Leisizma, you shall not plant your field, and you shall not prune your vineyard. Mandama, Sheshonim Tizma Sadecha, Sheshonim Tizma Kamecha, Messiah, Shisele Blaza, Mandama Sadcha Leisizma, Kamecha Leisizma, Messiah, Le Rabbi Yochanan, I should say. One who says, Sheshonim Tizma Sadecha, Sheshonim Tizma Kamecha, Sheshonim that supports Rabbi Blaza because the Torah permits working 6 full years, including all of Erev Shmita, the one who says, Sadcha Leisizma supports Rabbi Yochanan, there's a lab only for seeding and pruning. Asnifa Pliga Lubblaza, Sham Blaisasi, Pen Blaisasi, Uxiv, Sham Tale Oilexacha, Sham Tase, Sham Tale Zu Aliyah, Sham Tase, Zu Shita Uzika. You can ask the question against the Blaza from Abaisa. Yishame means lest you offer Oilex outside the Mikdash is a Laisasi, and Pen is a Laisasi. Sham Tale Oilexacha, Sham Tase, Sham Tale is Ha'alah, which means putting them on the fire, and Shem Tase is Shchita and Zvika. Ma'ali Yashi Vase, Arayhu Beleisase, Ashchita Zvika Shein Vase, Yu Beleisase. Just like Aliyah, which is forbidden due to an Asay, there is a Leisase, or Hisham and Pen, also Shchita and Zvika, which are forbidden due to an Asay, there is a love. Then begin the Chiv Shem Tale, Vasham Ta'ase, Ha'ilule Ha'vikhiv. Shom Tale v'Shom Ta'ase, Ein Asim Lamed Al Leisase, Ein Leisase Asim Lamed Al Ase. Because it's written Shom Tale v'Shom Ta'ase, had it not written Shom Tale v'Shom Ta'ase, the Ase would not teach about the love, and the love would not teach about the Ase. Mishnasi Shulei Toima, Kamal Gutima, Gabi Shabbos, Chofa, Chora, Tznaad, Seinachai v'La'achas, Kavachor, Shochat, Zorat, V'Hela, Einachai v'La'achas, V'Shom Kein Soch Meima, Chayev, Alkol, Achas v'Achas. We shouldn't say, like we say about Shabbos, if one dog made a groove and inserted, he's liable only once for seeding. If he slaughtered and offered outside the Beit HaMikdash, he's liable only once. Therefore, we need to say that he's liable for each one. Kol Hein, the Tanin, Oveis, Yeshle, and Toldeis. Wherever we taught Oveis in a Mishnah, they have Toldeis derivatives. Taman Taninan, Abba Oveis, Nezikin, Ashur, Zehakeren, Negicha, Odechifa, Av. Tani Rabbi Chia Noshach Robert Spahat told us the Keren. The mission there teaches 4 avos of damages. The word shor ox is Keren. Gawing and pushing are the av. Rechia taught that biting, crouching, and kicking are told us of Keren. Taman Taninan avos atuma hasheretz v'shechazera told us hasheretz ezu. We can ask now a Mishnah there teaches avos of tuma. A sheretz and shechazer and semen. What are the toldos of a sheretz? Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Nachum madafis. Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Nachum, answered, they are madafis, which is lighter tumis. Mao madafis, magois, what are madafis? They are what touched, means an avatuma, meaning what we call vladois atuma. Avatuma matamis akol, vladatuma in matame ela oichlim umashkim. She says, "Oichem mashkem uklei cheres enim nasim avatuma letame ziva." And avatuma is metame everything, means even people and kelim. If vladatuma is metame only food and drink, and a kli cheres cannot become an avatuma to metame due to ziva, even if a zav sat on them. V'acha tanin avos melachos aboil chosachas harisha av tani urichia chofar choratz noatz toldos lechachodisha. Here we taught that there are 39 av melachos, plowing is an av, but here taught that digging, making a groove, and inserting are told us of plowing. Kol avos melachos min ha-mishkan lamdu, ma-charisha ha-hosa mishkan, shayu choshin lita semanim. All avos melachos we learned from the mishkan. While plowing was in the mishkan, they plowed to seed ingredients for the shemen ha-mishkan, anointing oil, and for the tcheles. Kama yachresh v'hei chayev. How much must a person plow to be liable? With Matanya amar kadei lita kvisha. Rabbi Matanya answered, it's enough to plant a leek. Rabbi Acha bar Rav kadei lita zachusa shel chitin. Rabbi Acha bar Rav answered, it's enough to plant the pointy end of a wheat kernel. Taman taninan zora kishuin shnayim chayev. Zora diluim shnayim, zora polmitzi shnayim. The Mishnah says if one was moitzi, he took out into a public reshuth two gourd seeds, he's liable. The shear for pumpkin seeds and mitzi beans is two. Tani chitim madoyif shtayim. The writer says that the shear for wheat of madai is two. Rishmor v'shem v'bizeira chitim alidei shehen chavivis osoisam kasha v'onegina v'sheshen necholim. Rishmor quoting v'bizeira says that since wheat is cherished, chachamim made it like other garden seeds that are not eaten to be liable for shear, worthy to be seeded. Anything that improves the land, one is liable for it due to plowing. One who digs, makes a groove, inserts, brings animals to fertilize, digs around vines, fertilizes, sweeps or sprays water to prevent dust from rising in the field, breaks clumps of earth, cuts small trees in a forest to promote growth of big trees, ignites densely growing weeds or bad date trees. All these things he's liable for plowing. According to Zera, also one who makes an irrigation channel is liable for plowing because it makes the sides good for seeding. Masakel. Aboina, Madragus, Hamalas, and Akoyim, Shitachas of Vasim, Aisa, Ugius, Ligophonim, Machodoshi, Lahanais Kalka, Chayav Mashim Chayrish. One who removes rocks, builds tears, means for planting vines, fills in cavities under olive trees, makes cavities under vines for water, and anything that improves the land, one is liable for it due to plowing. Rechia, Bishem, Rabbi Yochanan, and Vashal Nevel of Yomtuf, Einoi Leike, Shehuta Michlal, Bishal Beyomtuf. Rebchia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that one who cooks a nevela on Yom Tov does not receive lashes, even though it's not for a Jew to eat, because the Torah totally permitted cooking on Yom Tov. Rishim ben Lakish amar loike, shulehutim echla bishul ela lachile bovad. Rishoki says, no, he does receive lashes, because cooking was permitted only for eating. Eifu Rabbi Abba Mamal, Rabbi Yochanan, Aldo Rabbi Yochanan, me'ata achirish b'yom Tov ena loike, shulehutim echla chavish b'yom Tov. Rabbi Abba Mamal asked that according to Rabbi Yochanan, one who plows on Yom Tov should not receive lashes, because plowing is permitted on Yom Tov if one wants to slaughter a bird or a wild animal, and Mishnah permits to dig to get earth to cover the blood. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Ilah, Lehutra, Harisha, Kedarka. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Ilah, answered that plowing is not permitted on Yom Tov in the normal way. Digging for the sake of earth is not the way people plow. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who obligates Melacha, She'ein Asicha Legufa, does not consider this to be a Melacha. Rabbi Shammai, Omar, Koimi, Rabbi Yossa, Rabbi Acha, B'Shem, Rabbi La, Rabbi Shimon, He, Rabbi Shimon, Omar, Ad Shehei, Loi, Seirech, B'Gufa, Shal Dava. Rabbi Shammai, in front of Rabbi Yossa, said that Rabbi Acha said the name of Rabbi La, that the Mishnah that permits plowing on Yom Tov is Rabbi Shimon, who says that one is liable for Malacha only if it's Svich, L'Gufa, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Kam, Rabbi Yossa, should say, Im, Rabbi Acha, Amalei, At Amat, Bam Milsa, B'Loi, Kain, Am, Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rav Meir, Esim v'Arba Dvarim, Mekulei Beis Shammai, Mechumei Beis Hillel, V'ze Chad Mehem, Neima, Chof Gimel. The Gemara asked that Rabbi Yossa encountered Rav Achron and said, did you say this? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that the Rav Meir holds that 24 matters are leniencies of Beis Shammai and stringencies of Beis Hillel, and this is one of them? Would he say that there are only 23 if the Mishnah is like Rav Shimon and unlike Rabbi Meir? Ella Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, Shneim, Amud of Echad, rather, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, both of them said one matter means one is exempt for Malacha, Sheina, Sricha, Legufa. You say, V'loi Kain, Savonan, Meimah, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, Shneim, Amud of Echad, Neim, Rav Meir, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, Shlashtim, Amud of Echad. The Gemara says, didn't Rav Yochanan say earlier that Rav Yosi, who says that one's liable for extinguishing only if he desires a singed wick, and Rav Shimon said one matter? He should say that with Meir and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon all say one matter. Ella milen de tzarichim lerabbonon pshiten lechayin. Pshiten lerabbonon, she says tzarichim lechayin. Rabbi Acha says back a question, that rather matters that Rabbonon were unsure about are obvious to you, means you, Rabbi Yosa, Yemayor, and what's obvious to Rabbanon, you are unsure about them. If one reaps for the sake of grass, he is liable for reaping, and he's not liable for improving the land. Should say, we only need to ask about one who reaped to improve the land. Is he liable for reaping in it for improving the land, or only for improving? New Rabbi Yossi holds that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is not considered reaping. I feel the tamer to Rabbi Shimon, who the answer is you can say that the question is according to Rabbi Shimon, even though he intended only to improve and does not need the words, he's pleased with it. Perhaps he's liable for this. However, according to the Rabbanon, which is Rabbi Yehuda, obligates Malacha Shem Sichel Gufa, in any case he ploughed, and in any case he reaped, surely he's liable, even if it was not his intent. Rabbanon said that Rabbanon's words, Rabbanon, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, here, support Rabbi Yosi. The Amar Rabbi Chiya, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, dag shesachtoi, im legufoi, hoi zipata, im lehoitzi, tzir, chayev. Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that if one squeezed a fish for the sake of the fish means it had too much liquid in it, he's exempt. If it was to extract the brine, he's liable. Rabbi Yochanan says that even Rabbi Shimon obligates for a sick ratio if it's certainly going to happen. We must say that in the ratio, he's exempt because it's not considered squeezing when he does not intend for this, like Rabbi Yossi said. And even if you say that this is only according to Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbanon, which is Rabbi Yehuda, he's liable. In any case, he squeezed and extracted brine, and we have to explain Rabbi Shimon like Rabbi Yossi.